Live on FM and on digital across Northern Ireland. This is Q Radio News.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm David Hunter. Good evening. You join us from the Bogside in Derry, where an estimated 20,000 people gathered on the streets today to say farewell to one of this city's most popular sons. He was the IRA commander who brought terror to these very streets before turning to peace and forging a name as a political icon. But now Martin McGuinness will be laid to rest.
Our funeral mass here today is a prayer. A prayer where we ask God to forgive Martin of his human weaknesses, and that through our prayers and our good works, that Martin may have those weaknesses forgiven, and that in time enjoy the peace of heaven.
Here today were American and Irish presidents, Taoiseachs past and present, and some of the biggest political luminaries. Bill Clinton was in the White House when Martin McGuinness first entered into power sharing with unionists.
Now I want to say something about Martin McGuinness. I came to treasure every encounter. I liked him. They asked me to speak for 3 minutes. He could do this in 30 seconds. I can just hear him now. Here's my eulogy. I fought. I made peace. I made politics.
Well, the DUP leader, Arlene Foster, was applauded as she entered this church today amid speculation as to whether she would even attend.
I know, and most people in this church know, that your life has been marked in painful ways by the Troubles.
Also there, a Protestant minister who became close friends with the veteran Irish Republican almost 10 years ago. The Reverend David Latimer wore British military medals but spoke in Irish, wishing Martin McGuinness well.
Martin had a good heart, but I would go a bit further to say he had a big heart that enabled him to reach out in quite unexpected ways, both to friends and to foes alike.
The Bishop, Donal McKeown, also paid tribute to the so-called journey of Martin McGuinness's life from guns to government. Sentiments too today from Father Michael Canny, who led the Mass, and the Reverend Harold Good.
Father Michael, you referred to Martin's love of good fish. You mentioned salmon. You omitted to say how much he enjoyed my mackerel from Ballycastle.
Well, when the service was over, crowds again cheered and sang on the streets for the man that many here believed was a hero. Today, Sinn Féin leadership walked ahead of Martin McGuinness's coffin as his wife Bernie, their four children, and the people of this city followed behind. Mourners walked to the city cemetery, where Gerry Adams and Mary Lou McDonald will speak on behalf of Sinn Féin in a short time. As many comment on Martin McGuinness's IRA past, we're assured there will be no paramilitary displays here, although he will be buried in a Republican plot. Mourners today were told that Martin McGuinness was the IRA commander who became a mainstay of the peace process.
He knew only too well how many people struggled with his IRA past. He was very aware of it. Republicans, we know, were not blameless, and many people right across this community find it difficult to forgive and impossible to forget.
Well, that was Father Michael Canny, who led mourners in today's service. We're joined now by the former Irish Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern. Bertie, what kind of a legacy does Martin McGuinness leave behind?
My tribute to Martin, to his wife and to his family. He was a good man. I spent a quarter of a century working with him. And I think, on this day where his funeral, we remember all those good things and all the good work that he did, and hope that the current leaders can move it on and finish it.
And Bill Clinton reflected on that as well and told people to finish the job?
Very much so. I mean, I think the message was very clear. The message was, Martin has done his bit, now others have to complete it.
Bertie, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, remember, if you would like to express your views on today's events, you can get in touch with Q Radio. The address is at Q News Desk on Twitter, and we'll read out some of your comments later on. Well, today was a double dose of mourning and a historic day for Derry City, as the funeral already took place earlier of the much-loved Derry City football captain, Ryan McBride. Richard O'Reilly has this report.
Only God is my soul at rest.
You were our captain without all the hype. The one and the only, our top candy stripe.
Derry City manager Kenny Shields led the tributes to Ryan McBride in an emotionally charged poem from the club. Players flanked at the coffin of their departed captain, who passed away on Sunday as it made its way to Long Tower Chapel. And hundreds of mourners followed as the city prepared to say goodbye to the 27-year-old. Father Aidan Mullen paid tribute to a career so tragically cut short.
The club management who are here and the team and the supporters all through the years have been caught up and admired his natural footballing ability, his courageous play and so on. As someone said to me on Monday past, Ryan would put his head where other players would not put their boot.
Father Mullen also mentioned Ryan's mother, who passed away.
Noreen's spirit of love and family care is still alive and well in the McBride family circle, and that's a very powerful force. It's a spiritual force, and it brings me to Jesus. True worship is done in spirit and in truth. And Ryan went to his work and went to Pathers and through Derry City, filled with his mother's spirit. And for that, we give thanks this day.
Ryan was interred at the city cemetery, a stone's throw away from his home in the Brandywell, where he also entertained fans of his beloved Candy Stripes.
Be afraid at all.
Richard O'Reilly there with that report from the funeral today of Ryan McBride, the former captain of Derry City Football Club, who died earlier this week. Well, earlier we asked you to express your views on the funeral of Martin McGuinness. We turn now to Bob Huggins, who's been reading some of your tweets.
Yes, David, there have been literally hundreds of tweets expressing a range of views. Here's just a flavour of them. Kyle from Bangor says Mr. McGuinness will always be remembered for the light and shade in his life. Let the man rest in peace, says Kevin from West Belfast. It is now between him and his maker. Alan from Dundonald says Mr. McGuinness may have kept quiet about atrocities in this life, but he won't hoodwink his maker. And finally, there's a more conciliatory tone from Colum in Dungannon, who says today's was a moving funeral service, and it was wonderful to see the former First Minister, Arlene Foster, join presidents and other luminaries. Well, remember, if you would like your say, tweet us at Q News Desk. We'd love to hear from you. David.
Thank you, Bob. Well, as Martin McGuinness is laid to rest and the sun starts to go down here in Derry City, we will again bring you all of the very latest from the city throughout the evening. But for now, it's back to Maria McCann in our studios for the rest of today's news.
The family of PC Keith Palmer, killed in yesterday's terrorist attack, have described him as a wonderful dad and husband, a loving son, brother and uncle. They say he was brave and courageous, dedicated to his job and proud to be a police officer. His colleagues have also paid tribute, laying flowers at New Scotland Yard. David Darby served with the 48-year-old in the Royal Artillery and says he was an amazing guy.
He helped me for my basic training in the army. He always gave me encouragement to do my fitness tests, you know, and just a really, really genuine, nice guy. We used to go out drinking with the lads and do stuff. We'd done annual camps together, and then he pursued his career in the police.
Meanwhile, Theresa May has visited victims of yesterday's attack in Westminster. 29 people are still in hospital, including 7 who are critical. The Prime Minister spent 40 minutes chatting to some of the injured. She also signed a book of condolence. Police have named the Westminster attacker as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud. Detectives also believe he had a number of aliases. The married father of three was born in Kent and had been living most recently in the West Midlands. He had a string of previous convictions, but not for terrorism. One more story. Two people have been treated for shock after a light aircraft came down in a field in Newtownards. It happened close to the Ulster Fly-In Club shortly after 11 this morning. Q Radio Sport is next.
Hi, it's Jenny from Preferences. Thinking about a new car? Why buy when you can personal contract hire with Preferences? Join the 1.6 million people in the UK who've already discovered the savings on their new car with personal contract hire. To find out more, call the Preferences team today on 90845277. Your car, your mileage, your monthly budget. Yourpreference.co.uk. See website for full terms.
Sport. With Tolls Bookmakers, your number one for football and horse racing. Bet online at tolls.com or download the app. Tolls, get in the game. Please bet responsibly.
We start with rugby, and centre Luke Marshall will win his 100th cap for Ulster away to Newport Gwent Dragons. The two sides meet in the Pro 12 tomorrow. Back Louis Luddick's been speaking on Q Radio and Ulster Rugby's The Breakdown podcast. He says it's a critical time not to let form slide.
We need a win. It's too close to let something slip now, so the vibe is very, very good at the moment, and I'm sure the guys will do a job down there.
Joint captain Rob Herring told us recent momentum will be key.
I thought the improvements we made over that block are going to be extremely beneficial for us going into this next period with a tough run in.
Marcel Kuzea will miss the rest of the season, but has avoided another tear of his ACL.
Q Radio, proud media partners of Ulster Rugby.
Turning to football now, Northern Ireland host Norway in the World Cup qualifiers on Sunday. Chris Brunt says home wins are key.
It's very difficult to get to the World Cup, and you know, it's important, especially to win our home game. So if we can keep doing that, you know, we'll give ourselves a good chance.
The Republic of Ireland, meanwhile, face Wales tomorrow night. James McLean will wear the number 5 jersey in tribute to late Derry City captain Ryan McBride. In Gaelic Games now, manager of St Mary's Machrafelt, Kevin Brady, says there's no guarantee of similar success next year. His side made the Hogan Cup semi-finals after lifting the Danske Bank McCrory Cup, but were beaten by St Peter's of Wexford. Brady's been speaking to Q Radio Sport.
We're going to take another mammoth effort. We're not looking that far ahead of ourselves. We're just enjoying this year's success.
In the World Golf Championship match play, Rory McIlroy tees off at 7:16 our time. In motorsports, Guy Martin will return to the Tandragi 100. And Team Ireland's total of medals at the Special Olympics World Winter Games has gone up to 8 after 4 more today. Q Radio, first for news and sport in Northern Ireland. I'm Simon Hunter.
Q Radio Business Update.
With Belfast City Airport. Booked your flights? Get your trip off to a great start by parking at the airport. For our best parking prices, book online at belfastcityairport.com.
Good evening, I'm Hannah Spratt. It's thought the site for one of Belfast's largest proposed student developments is being sold off. Developer UniCity wanted to build an 11-storey scheme with 354 bedrooms at Little Patrick Street. Now the vacant land is being marketed and sold off as a student development opportunity. The project received permission by Belfast City Council last year. On the currencies, a pound buys you €1.17, which makes a euro worth 86p. Q Radio, first for business news.
Q Radio weather.
With Bow Street Mall. Be fresh with new spring fashion at DVA, TK Maxx, Primark and Menaries. Be Bow Street. See Bow Street Mall on Facebook.
It's going to be dry and frosty tonight. Lows of minus 2. Dry and bright tomorrow. Highs of 12.
Now, Northern Ireland's best drive show.